Oh, it's Harrow Geordie with another one of my series of occasional audio boos. This time I'm talking about my Philips Fidelio M001BT Bluetooth headphones, which I got for Christmas from my wife. I'm going to talk about design and build, sound quality, and also some caveats which will interest voiceover users. So first of all, design and build. These are quite chunky headphones. They're not the biggest by any stretch of the imagination, but if you're familiar with the small folding types by AKG or Sennheiser, I'm thinking of the PX200s and the K451s in particular, they are bigger than that. They don't fold up small like these headphones do. Instead, the ear cups simply swivel. So in that sense, they're not as portable. But nevertheless, they do come with a carry bag, and you could take them around. Although I don't think they're the type of thing that you'd be using if you were just going on the bus to town as a commuter. You'd want to use these for longer distance journeys. The headphones themselves are very solidly built. There's a lot of metal used in the construction, and they've got a nice padded leather headband. They look kind of very industrial in design, although they're finished in a smart blue colour, or at least mine are anyway, which give them a touch of street cred, I suppose. As for sound quality, well, I'd say whether you're using them in cabled or Bluetooth form, and there's not a lot of difference in the sound quality with my iPhone 5 using files ripped at 192 kilobits per second, the sound quality is great. They're the most rhythmic and musical headphones I've ever heard, and they convey a lot of the sense of what's going on in a track. You get enough space, although it's slightly constrained because of the closed back design, which is just a limitation. But the upside of that is they do offer excellent noise isolation, even though they're not active noise cancellers, and they don't leak sound very much to the outside world, which is a bonus for your fellow commuters. I got to use these extensively for the first time yesterday whilst out and about. They're not uncomfortable to wear at all. They might make your ears a touch hot, but I could imagine doing a long listening session with them whilst on the move. And they block out all but the loudest of noise. I went to central London on the tube on the Bakerloo line, and underground they coped admirably, and there was only one little section of track where the noise started to penetrate through more than I would like. In terms of the pairing process, etc., this is really easy. You've got some controls on the right hand side of the cup, a dial which is like a little flick switch up and down for volume, and you push that in the actual switch to skip tracks, once for forwards, twice for back. That's easy. And then the ear cup itself has some movement on it on the outside, and that is used to turn the headphones on and off and to pair them with your Bluetooth device. And you just follow the standard Bluetooth pairing procedure, and it makes little tones to let you know when it's in pairing mode, when it's paired successfully, and so on. In terms of the problems for voiceover users, this is where it gets a bit interesting. You occasionally get some lag and some hiccups where the headphones will go completely silent and you won't know what's going on your iPhone. And I think this must be to do with the way the information is fed to the Bluetooth headphones themselves. This causes a real problem if you're trying to make or answer calls. If you're trying to make a call, you can't hear the phone is ringing at the other end for some obscure reason when voiceover is on. So that's pretty hopeless. And because of the lag involved, these would not be ideal for reading iBooks, etc., where you're using the synthetic speech. Now, it might be that this is just the pair I've got, or it might be a problem with my iPhone, but I've tried it on two devices, my iPod Touch 4th Gen and my iPhone 5, and I'm getting